Joseph Barnes was constantly sick as a child, and eventually he became withdrawn from school and life. And as a teen, his family doctor prescribed anti-anxiety medications, which helped him function much better. But he ended up getting hooked, and what followed was a 30-year cycle of addiction that destroyed his marriage and landed him in a homeless shelter. He told us his story for our series Patient Files, and he also explained how he began the journey to sobriety.
You know, my childhood started off well. Then I got, you know, really sick with a lot of asthma problems, pneumonia, almost died. And then the illnesses came. I used to be rushed to the hospital in the middle of the night, an ungodly amount of times. I couldn't tell you how many times, just consistently being under the oxygen tent there, just consistently being in the hospital. And, you know, as a kid, that takes so much out of you physically and emotionally. I fell into sort of a depression. Didn't like being around people, didn't go to parties, didn't want to go to school. I slacked in schooling a great deal because I was depressed. So I went to a family doctor. He prescribed the drug called Valium, and boy, did I feel different. I was 16 or 17. When a person's been anxious all of their life, you figure, hey, this is pretty cool, you know. Maybe I'll just take one more. Maybe the next day I'll just take two more, you know. I was taking street drugs, marijuana, a little bit of beer, with the volumes. And it felt good. I felt relaxed around people. I felt more competent, more assertive. I had no idea the repercussions. I just wanted to feel good. And I continued the volumes for a long period of time with marijuana and alcohol, and then it was powder cocaine with that as well. But see, I was functional. Dysfunctional, but I thought I was functional because I held a job. I was good at what I did. I thought when you hit rock bottom, that's a bum in the street. If I'm working every day, then I'm okay. At the age of 26, I got married. I met a girl who just liked who I was. We were working at the same job together down in Center City. A very sweet girl. I started taking Xanax. I went to a psychiatrist and got Xanax. Boy, did I love the way they made me feel. I started selling the Xanaxes. When I was selling them, I wasn't taking them as I should have been taking them. And I was going through the withdrawal. I didn't know much about withdrawal, so I needed that medication. You know, I needed it real bad there. When you're stealing from your wife to get high, and you've told her time and time again you're going to stop, and then you can't, the person gets fed up. 18 months ago, I knew I had to get off the Xanax, but how do I do it? I was staying with a cousin. Then I had to leave. I called up different relatives. They didn't have any room. So I left. Went to a shelter. I couldn't believe where I was. I went to the shelter with a mindset. Look, tell them what's going on. I had maybe a month's supply of Xanax left. And I said, you know, I got to come off them gradual. They weaned me off of the Xanax and gave me Ativan. That was the start. They prescribed me with a drug called Zoloft. I take it as prescribed. I go to regular therapy sessions twice a month, drug programs as well. And it's made me stronger. It's given me 18 months clean, and I wouldn't trade that for anything.
Jeanette Woods produced this piece. Out of my-